Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 conference call of NBR Auto Components Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Supriya Madde from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening to everyone. I welcome you to NBR Auto Components conference call for the Q2 FY23 numbers on behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited. We have with us today Mr. Pranav Reddy, Whole-time Director, Mr. Vinod Kumar, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sanjeev Kumar, Financial Advisor, and Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary. For the opening remarks, now I hand over the call to Mr. Rajat Bhandari. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Belated festive greetings. I welcome you all to the second conference call of NBR Auto Components to discuss the performance of the company during the second quarter of FY23. It is a great pleasure to have you all on the call. I will quickly brief you about the company. NBR Auto Components is a flagship company of the Rohit Allan Group. The company was incorporated in March 2019 with a view to demerge the automobile seating business of Sharda Motor Industries Limited. The company is engaged in the business of manufacturing seating solutions like frames and trims for four-wheelers and two-wheelers vehicles. We have three plants located at Gurgaon, Haryana, and Pathredi, Haryana, and a newly commissioned plant at Bengaluru. The management and the senior leadership team of the group have more than three decades of hands-on experience and expertise in this domain. The company is supplying seating arrangements to Rohit Allan Group, Bharat Seats, who is key supplier to the leading automobile companies like Maruti Suzuki India Limited, Suzuki Motorcycle, Toyota Gushoku, and Belsonica. Our seating arrangements are used in car models of Brezza, Urban Cruiser, Sierra, WagonR, Swift Dzire, Toyota Hyryder, Grand Vitara, and Alto. In two-wheeler segment, our supplies are for Suzuki Zixxer and Suzuki Xess. Our group companies, Bharat Seats Limited. Your company owns 28.66% in Bharat Seats Limited, which carries on the business of manufacturing car seat assemblies, carpet sets for automobiles and motorcycle seats. The company posted a profit after tax of 951.41 lakhs during H1 of FY22-23. Toyo Sharda India Private Limited. Your company owns 50% stake in Toyo Sharda India Private Limited, which carries on the business of manufacturing car seat lifter and recliner. The company posted a profit after tax of 189.58 lakhs during H1 of FY22-23. Toyota Gushoku Rallyan India Private Limited. Your company owns 50% stake in Toyota Gushoku Rallyan India Private Limited, which had no operations during the financial year 2022-23 and incurred a loss of rupees 0.40 lakhs. Industry. We are a seating solution provider company which falls in the auto ancillary segment of the automobiles. The growth is linked with how our OEM clients are performing. As mentioned earlier, the strong demand for vehicles is a key growth driver for our business. The automobile component industry turnover stood at 4.2 lakh crores, $56.5 billion between April 2021 to March 2022. The industry had revenue growth of 23% as compared to financial year 2018-19. In financial year 2022, exports of auto components went up 43% to 1.41 lakh crores, which is equivalent to US$19 billion. As per the Automobile Component Manufacturer Association ACMA forecast, auto component export from India are expected to reach US$30 billion by 2026. The auto component industry is projected to record US$200 billion in revenue by 2026. Strong international demand and resurgence in the local original equipment and aftermarket segments are predicted to help the auto component industry grow 20 to 23% in financial year 22. The future is bright. Maruti Suzuki has sold total of 517,395 vehicles during Q2 FY23. The company recorded its highest ever quarterly volume, which rose 36% year on year over 379,541 units sold in the year ago quarter. This is strong enough to tell you that demand for our seating arrangement is robust. We are completely focused on our future growth perspective and have outlined a capacity expansion program. We have set a new plant in Bangalore, which has started commercial production from this quarter. We are also putting up plant in Gujarat to serve requirement of new clients, and same is expected to commence its production from March 2023. Now, let me take you through the financial performance of the company for the second quarter of FY23. After having a robust start for Q1 to FY23, we continue to march strongly in Q2 FY23 too. For Q2 FY23 versus Q2 FY22 on standalone basis, the company reported total revenues were higher by 70.18% to ₹94.91 crores. EBITDA at 10.04 crores, up by 93.82%. PBT at ₹10.66 crores, up by 162.56%. PAT at ₹8.48 crores, up by 99.04%. EPS at ₹14.15 against ₹5.48 in the corresponding quarter. H1 FY23 performance highlights are as under. Total revenue surged by 57.68% to ₹159 crores. EBITDA was at ₹15.63 crores, up 67.34%. EBITDA margins at 9.83% rose 56.80 bps. PAT grew 123% to ₹12.62 crores, while NPM expanded to 33 basis points to 7.92%. EPS for H1 FY23 was ₹20.96. Cash from operation was at ₹13.75 crores. Now I open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Soham Das from Vigilant. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. The management has actually performed very stupendously, and it's a really impressive result. So I just wanted to ask a few things. So is there any new production facility, especially the Bangalore facility, that has gone online that has created this growth, or is there something else?
So it's the new Bangalore facility that has commenced production. And in addition to that, we have a new Alto which has started.
Sorry, I couldn't get the last sentence.
So the new Alto has started production. That's a model we never had in the past.
Great. So I noticed that while the current work in progress has come down, or the new CapEx facility has come online, but the depreciation has not really gone up. Rather, it has stayed flat. Is there any particular reason that we have for that?
We have changed the depreciation policy in the second half. Previously, depreciation was provided as return on value. Now it is aligned according to the estimate and considering the expected pattern of consumption of the future economic benefits embodied in the assets, the company has changed its method of depreciation of property, plant and equipment from return on value to straight line, which is in line with the automotive industry all over the world. Production efficiency of the machines by and large remains similar throughout life of the asset by the following regular maintenance schedule. So in that case, depreciation rate has been changed and it has impacted the profit by 1.54 crore in this 6 months.
Good. Thank you. That was very clarifying. Sir, have we also acquired any new clients or do we plan? Are the efforts on those things? And if yes, then what is really the main driver that is going to make us win new clients?
So we are always looking to add new clients. At the moment, nothing has materialized. Once something materializes, we'll let you guys know.
Got it. Last quarter, you also mentioned about the body in white product. And any update has come through on the Belsonica discussions that was happening over there?
So again, we've acquired some business in the past, and we're looking to expand that relationship by expanding. Yeah, we want to expand that relationship.
Got it. Thank you. And I will conclude my line of questioning with only two more questions. So while Maruti's recent production numbers have shown a record sales, but we are seeing that the production models are more skewed towards the higher end SUV models than the mid segment models. So do you see any risk coming from there?
No, in fact, I think that there's going to be a larger demand towards the SUV space going forward, maybe in a year or two.
Got it. And we are in pursuit of that opportunity as well?
Yes.
Got it. And thank you, sir. One last question is that our other expenses have shot up quite dramatically. Any particular reason for that?
No, I think in terms of percentages, it should be the same.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it is. Thank you. Thank you so very much, sir. And a great showing again. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vihang Shah from Cogent Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have 2 to 3 questions regarding the product portfolio that we have. So currently we are providing seatings for Alto, Wagonr, Dzire, Brezza, which are among top 10 products in India along with the Maruti. So how much do we provide to this the cars in terms of their number of units? So all total requirement is fulfilled by us, or there are any other players who are also supplying for this model?
In case of Brezza, in case of Grand Vitara, Jayanath, these are all being supplied, Sial, these are all being supplied 100% by Bharat.
By us.
Okay.
And Alto and Swift is half.
Okay. So in terms of then when we go to the High Rider and Urban Cruiser space, so here we are also a sole supplier, or are we?
We're a sole supplier for that.
Oh, Have you seen any rise in the demand for this SUV models in the last 2 to 3 months after the launch?
Yes, there has. I think there's a 6 month waiting for the models. So let's see how the ramp up happens. I think you can track the Maruti numbers, right? That's the best way to look at it.
Fair enough, fair enough. So I just wanted to understand how we are stacked up against the demand. That's why I just asked the question. And from the Bangalore facility, we are providing only for Toyota products, correct?
So it's for the Grand Vitara and the Toyota Hyryder both.
Yeah, but that's only Grand Vitara is built by Toyota only, correct?
Yes.
So the And sir, if we see in terms of smaller cars, so is there any demand slack in for next from booking from the Maruti's point of view, like in terms of Alto or Wagon
So I think better that you follow the track the Maruti data for that.
And one more question, sir. When we see our operating cash flows that have shot up very drastically, any particular reason? Like when comparing to the last year, in the same period, we were in the losses in terms of at the operating level, in terms of cash flow. Now we are generating around 13 and quarter to 14 crore cash flow. So any working capital challenges that we have seen that have eased out or any particular reason?
No, so our volumes have shot up and our new models have kicked in and they're at a good margin for us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dilip Chaturvedi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. So my question is that, are we facing a raw material supply issue to meet the sudden rise in the production?
We are not facing any raw material issues.
And what about our current capacity and its capacity utilization?
So for the NCR region, it's about 650,000, and for the Bangalore plant, it's about 200,000 to 250,000, and we are at an 80% to 90% capacity utilization.
80% to 90%.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Mani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
I have two, three questions, sir. Sir, as the Maruti Suzuki report reported the highest ever quarterly sales, how was our sales growth, and would we supply them their requirements?
Yes, we were able to supply the requirements completely, and our sales grew more than the Maruti sales number due to an addition of two new models.
Okay. Was our capacity sufficient to meet the rising demands?
Yes, capacity is sufficient to meet the rising demand.
Okay. And my next question is, how is our order book? And how is our, sorry, how is our order book? Are we fully booked for next quarter?
So our order book is strong. We're setting up another footprint in Gujarat. Once the new models come in, then we can discuss that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Ankur Shah from Quasar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you call out the CapEx on the Bangalore plant?
So about 30 crores.
30 crores. And you mentioned that you were able to ramp up the Bangalore plant to 80-85%, or it is at the company level?
No, it is going to be at the 200,000 or 180,000 volume of the High Rider and the Grand Vitara. So at the moment, it's not fully utilized because it just started production, but going forward, we expect it to be at 80%-90%.
Okay, so see, I'm just trying to understand the risk which these plants run. So let's say right now, Grand Vitara and the High Rider are going well. And let's say 1 year down the line, these models might phase out or, you know, the market presence might change. So what is the kind of risk do we face in such plants? So if I think about Bangalore plant, where we are primarily dependent on these two models, so what are the risks we face if the product phases out or if the competition is stronger than, you know, what Maruti is doing?
So I think one way to mitigate the risk for us will be to look at adding new customers over there, and we're looking to do that.
Okay. So coming to the customer front now, obviously, like Maruti has an ecosystem which is set, the parameters which are set, and, you know, likely a new incumbent would find it difficult to enter into Maruti's stable. So likewise, when we are trying to approach the new customers, like, can you, you know, throw some light or explain what is the process, what is the qualification time it takes, how does a new product cycle build up? If you can throw some light, we can get some good confidence about this diversity.
So I think to receive any order, it's going to take at least 6 to 9 months, if not longer. And those, they'll only be production for FY 2025 or FY 2026. So it's a good 3-year cycle.
Okay. So basically, it's not that the specific seals or the frames which are made can be overnight fungible, can be overnight, you know, used for some other OEM. That is not possible, right?
No, that is not possible.
Okay. So it is specific to the OEM?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, last time you were mentioning about the new product foray, which was a sizable opportunity. Have we gone ahead with any of those things?
So we're working on that, and hopefully something fructifies in a quarter or two that we can discuss with you.
Okay. And, like, are we looking it from a trading point of view, manufacturing point of view, setting up a plant? Can you just, you know, at least highlight?
From manufacturing point of view.
From manufacturing point of view. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And the Gujarat plant, I think you had mentioned last time, but just to reconfirm, it is primarily for Maruti, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the capacity of that plant?
That will be about 200,000, 200,000-250,000.
Okay. So basically on a base of around 750,000, we'll be adding 200,000-250,000.
Yes. I think the Maruti plant is going to stay at 750,000. We've just acquired some share, so we are expanding capacity.
Okay. And the last question, which I found very interesting in this quarter, is that, let's say, you mentioned that we were not positioned for, we were not previously supplying to an Alto model, which we have started supplying. So when we enter into discussions with the customers for a new model, what are the kind of preference sets or, you know, the thought process which the customer runs over which we are particularly selected? Because obviously, because I understand that Bharat Seats is a joint venture with Maruti, so that is an advantage. But, like, is there any further room that, you know, in further new models wherever Maruti is launching, where we are not present, we can be present in a big way?
So I think they look at quality, cost and delivery, the performance of the company to select any new vendor.
Okay. So for any new model, you are pre-qualified, basically.
So once that starts commercial production, we'll let you know.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Soham Das from Vigilante. Please go ahead.
Hello, Dylan, sir. Thank you. So I had three quick questions. Do you have any fundraising plans for the next year, financial year?
So no fundraising plans at the moment. I think we can meet our requirements through our cash and books and our internal accruals.
Got it. Earlier, you used to produce seats for trains, especially Shatabdi. Do you have any plans to re-enter that space with the introduction of new trains like Vande Bharat?
I don't think we're focusing too much on the railway space. What we are focusing on is to add new products and new customers.
Got it. And do you have any plans of pursuing the export markets?
So our product is not exportable, but product components might be. So we're evaluating that.
Got it. And sir, how much cash are we holding today?
So we have about 60 crores. 50 crores is on the books and there's a 10 crore inter corporate loan. I think about 60 odd crores.
Got it. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Vihang Shah from Cogent Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you once again for giving the opportunity. So I have two questions regarding the price differences between the lowest and the highest model that we are selling. So that will be Alto and the Highrider. So what is the price difference between both the models and what will be the average pricing for the average sitting set pricing? If you can throw some light on that.
So I don't think we can give prices for models because of customer confidentiality. But what I can say is when the trim changes from fabric to artificial leather is when our content really shoots up.
So in terms of approximately what will be the cost difference, if you can say, I'm not asking the exact price, but if the Alto seat is costing around, let's say, 1,000 rupees, so what will be the cost for, approximate cost for the Grand Vitara? So just wanted to see the gamut of the product range that we command.
Again, I can't give those numbers, but it's a substantial amount.
Okay. And average also you can't tell, correct?
Sorry?
Average pricing for particular set.
Pricing, I think we can reveal.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankur Shah from Kosar Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, sorry, one quick question. Sir, any outlook on margins?
So we will maintain our EBITDA margins going forward.
At current levels?
Yeah, at current levels.
Okay, and sir, the price passing mechanism, is it very smooth and is it very direct, or there are some times where we are not allowed to pass on the price from the OEM? Are the contracts very clear on the RM price passing?
So the commodity increases?
Yeah, correct.
So if the commodity goes up or down, our pricing, we get it from the customer.
So it is 100%, right? It's not like 50-60% or anything.
100%.
Okay, so that way, on an absolute per set basis, we are more or less contained with the margins, right? Is that a good assumption?
Yes.
Okay, great, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Supriya Madhye for her closing comments.
Right. Thank you, each and everyone, for joining the call. If you need any further assistance, please feel free to write to me at supriya@kiraninvestments.com. I thank you, Mr. Management Team, and every participant. Thank you. Let me conclude the call.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.